Okay, we are on Chagiga Daf Hey Mabez. Okay, just one reminder again, just if anybody is interested, if whoever would like to participate in a Siyum on Seder Moed, Be'ezus Hashem, on May 6th, the morning of May 6th at YU, one should email kolel yomrishon at yu.edu. Kolel, K-O-L-L, yomrishon, all one word, at yu.edu, and we'll see how much of the Chevra all over can come together for a Siyum. Okay. Hey, I'm Abayz in Meseches Chagiga. We are about two-thirds of the way down. Second word on the line is Rebbe v'Reb Chiya. So we're talking about different stories and different chazals. So now we continue with the story of Rebbe and Reb Chiya. Rebbe v'Reb Chiya, havi shakli va'azli ba'urcha. They were going on the way. The Amoram were always, the Tanaim and the Amoram were always learning on the road, as well of Letcha v'Derech, as well as a in yeshiva. Kimatu lahu masa, they came to a certain city. Amri, ikat serve me rabbanan hacha. Is there a great rabbi here? Nezel v'nikabel ape, let's go visit him. Is there a great rabbi here? Let's go visit him. Amri, ikat serve me rabbanan hacha. They said, yeah, there is a great rabbi here. Umar einayim hu, and he is blind. Umar einayim, that's a euphemism. Sagi nahar, umar einayim, he has light of the eyes. That means he was blind. So Amalei Rebbe Chiya, the Rebbe, hey, he's blind. Tiv'a otazalza b'disiyusech. You're the Nasi, so it's beneath your kavod to go visit this blind rabbi. So why don't you stay here? Ezel anava kabalape. I'll go visit him and I'll go give him shalom, and then I'll come back and then we'll leave. Takfeva ozel b'hadei. So Rebbe did not like that idea, and he pushed him and pushed him and said, "What do you mean? I want to go with you. I don't want to stay here." So he went along. Kiavi miftri minei. When they left this, they went to see him, and when they left this Rav, Amalahu, he the blind Rav, said to them, Atem hikbaltem panim hanirim ve'inan rowin. You did hakbalas panim. You went to greet someone who is seen and does not see, nirin ve'inan rowin. Tizku lahagbil panim harowin ve'inan nirin. So you should be zochet to see the one who sees and is not seen. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just like you came to visit me, beautiful bracha, that you should go and be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Amar Lei, so Rebbe turns to Reb Chiya and says, Ichu hashta manatam, hey Baruch Hu, look what would have happened. If I wouldn't have been able to come with you, I would have lost out on this beautiful bracha. So Baruch Hashem, I was able to come. The Meiri says that as the Meiri always does, he sums up the Gemara, the Musar of the Gemara, in two lines. It says the Meiri, Kvo Talmid Chachamim, Kol Adam Musar Bo. Every Talmid Chacham is Musar, every person is Musar in the covenant of a Talmid Chacham. Afilu Nasi Shemochal Al Kvodo, even the Nasi. V'holach Lachlo B'nei Chacham, Ein Ze Etzlo Mi Yitzrara. It's not a lessening of the covenant of the Nasi to go see a Talmid Chacham. Elamida Hidura, V'hagdolas Kavod. It's a greatness for him. V'to'elas La'atzmo, V'kvar Nemar Ki B'chavdei Achabed. Pasuk in so it's the covenant of a Nasi, even, especially for others, to go visit Talmidei Chachamim. Question is, what was the Havamina of Reb Chiya? Reb Chiya says they were both going to go visit the Rav, and then Reb Chiya, they found out that he was blind, so Reb Chiya says, oh, okay, you don't have to go, because he's blind. Well, and then what changed? So the Iyun Yaakov here on the Gemara, says he thinks, Pashut, at first that they didn't know that he was blind, they said there's a chiyav hadin to go see this Rav. But the answer that he gave, that once they found out that he was blind, Mashenken Akakash Amr Shumari Nayim, the Ainlo Hergish Bechvodo, so then it's not as much felt, so then they felt Ainam Chuyav Lechabdo. Because as the Yon Yaakov, there is no chiyav per se to go visit a Tabar Chachab Suma. It's a nice idea, but there's no chiyav. It's Lefnimishur Esadin. And therefore, that's why Reb Chiya suggested not to go. And then he quotes the Shuvah Shara Ephraim, who is a big kilpul about this. He doesn't know why he didn't bring this Gemara. But that's what the Yon Yaakov gets from this Gemara, that he thinks that there's no chiyav Me'ikr Hadin to go visit a Tabar Chachab Suma. Obviously, Rebbe did not feel that way. Either he said, I want to do the Lefnimishur Esadin, or he argued on that principle. You know, one might say just the opposite. There's even a greater covenant because this person is even more sensitive to these issues. But again, that's the post can discuss a little bit the covenant of a Talmid Chacham Suma flowing from this Gemara. Okay, so continuing the Gemara, continuing the story. Amru lei miman shami lecha. Where they asked this blind Rav, you gave such a beautiful bracha because we came to visit you. Where did you get this idea from that it's such a great idea to visit rabbis? Where did you hear this from? He answered me, Pirkei de Rabbi Yaakov Shamili. I heard it from the Shirim of Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov ish kvar chitaya, have a kabel makmil api de rabbi kol yoma. Rabbi Yaakov always went to visit rabbis all his days. Kikash, when he became old, amr le lonitztar marjvel yachomar. This tamid told him, Rabbi, take it easy a little bit. You're old, you're frail, so stop visiting so much. So amr le mizutar, is it so small, matichsibu barabanan? Is it so small what I'm doing that it says about when you go, what happens when you go visit the rabbis? V'chi od lanetzach lo yira hashachas. The person will live forever. Lo yira hashachis. He won't see the pit. Ki yira chachamim yamusu. Because he'll see. This is not the pashas of the pasuk, but we darshan it as if it says when he sees chachamim as they pass away. Uma aruch chachamim b'sasad yichya. And we make a kavachomer. If when one goes to see the tavan chacham as they are dying in their old age yichya, that person will live. B'chayim alachas kavav v'kama. Surely, if you spend your life going, seeing the Talmud Chacham while still alive and learning from them, so then surely that is a great thing that will bring our Brichas Yamin. As we have back in Maseches Brachas, Gedola Shimushi Yosem Yilimuda, just being Mishamish and being around Talmud Chachamim is something that brings Simcha and brings Chiyus to those who visit. Okay, so that's the end of that story. Ravidi Avua Derbi Yaakov Aridi. Rav Idi, who was the father of Yaakov Bar Idi, obviously, havi ragel to havi ozel tlasa yarchi b'ursa, v'urcha v'chayyo b'beirav. He used to travel for 3 months in each direction to go spend 1 day in the yeshiva. He went 3 months, they spent 1 day in the yeshiva, then he went back 3 months, and he had to make sure Rashi explains to be back for Yantif with his wife, so he couldn't stay too long. So he went for 3 months, came back for 3 months, and he traveled for 3 months, spent 1 day at the yeshiva. So one of the Bali Musars say, what, he must have been learning on the road also. He had such a serious effort. He must have been learning in the wagon when he wasn't driving, right? So what do you mean? He was only learning for 1 day in the yeshiva. He must have learned on the road too. No, ain't no doma when you're learning in the road. Obviously, it's a great mila, but ain't no doma learning on the road and learning when you get to the shul, to the yeshiva. So that's why he got to learn 1 day in the yeshiva. That was the greatest quality. But obviously, he was learning on the road too. That's some of the Bali Musars say. Vavi karu le rabbanan be rav techad yoma. The rabbis used to call him the 1 day rabbi. Right, he traveled 3 months. He was 1 day in the yeshiva, and then traveled back. The 1 day rabbi. So Chalosh Daiti started feeling very bad. He's like, I'm very upset. That's what my nickname is. Kari Anafshi called about himself. Skoklere Eoye Bechulu. Right, in those days, people related psukim to themselves. Right, now they didn't just feel bad. They took psukim just like they read psukim and they cried, as we saw yesterday, the day before. They also, when they felt bad, they related it to psukim. So they said, I'm a schok to my friends. So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan turns to him. B'matosa minach lo tanish lu rabbanan. He says, turns to him. He says, first of all, don't daven that these rabbis should get punished. Don't feel so bad for these rabbis. I'm going to take care of them. They didn't mean it. So first he turns to him and says, don't worry about it. And then he went to the talmidim and said, Nafag Rabbi Yochanan be medrash of a darash. And now he goes to everybody who made fun of him and says the following. V'osi yom yom yidrashun. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya that Hashem says, each day they will seek me out. V'das teracha yech pasun. And they will want to know my ways. So v'chi b'yom darshan oso, v'layla ein darshan oso. What does it mean? Yom yom. Each day they will darshan. They will darshan me, says Hashem. What, only by day they will darshan and not by night? El alom alacha, no, Rabbi Yochanan says, you know what the message is of Yom? Chala osik batorah filu yomechad bashana, male olav akasav, kilo asa kalashana kula. If somebody learns Torah, even 1 day a year is as if he learned the entire year. So don't make fun of him. Look at the amelos that he has. Even one day is enough to be considered the entire year. So one of the achronim, quoted in here in the Birei Hadaf, says that we have the principle in Yeredeya, kol kavua kamechzal mechzadami. Anything that's kavu, anything that's set, is as if it's half an half. It's called the parish, but ruba parish. Anything that separates from a rove is considered part of the rove. But anything that's fixed, that's not moving, that's stationary, is considered half and half. So if somebody is kovea itim la Torah, that is kaveya itim. It's kavua, so that's kamechzal mechzah. Even if you're only kaveya 1 day, it's kamechzal mechzah, as if it's half and half. That's step one. Step two, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is marvel lehetiv and rav chesed. Therefore, he makes the half lean a little bit, so he turns it into a rove. And step three, rubo kikulo. And therefore, that's how you get from learning 1 day to be considered the entire year. You have kol kavua kamechzal mechzah, mata klapi chesed, and then finally, rubo kikulo. Okay. V'chein, b'midas peranus. Rabbi Yochanan also, or maybe this is the Gemara just adding, that the same applies to Peranus, that it also exponentially expands. D'chsiv, as it says by the Meraglim, b'bispar yama shartartam es ha'aretz, that you're going to be punished based on the days that you went to spy out the land. V'chi arba'im shana chatu v'alo abram yom chatu. What do you mean? They were punished for 40 years, but they only sinned for 40 days. El lo malacha, kol over aveira filo yom echad bashana, ma'ala lavakasav kilo abar kol hashana kula. Same thing with an aveira. If you sinned one day, that could also expand into the entire year. Tosfos in Sota, Daf Yud Aleph, asks, don't we usually say, mida tova is meruba, merida peranus? So here they said, there's a parallel. Here's the parallel. So Tosfos doesn't answer it. Tosfos there in Masechta Sota. The Marsha here quotes Tosfos and says it must be that even within mida tova, there are different levels. The different levels of Midah Tova. Sometimes we have 100 times fold, 1,000 times fold, so it's not a set principle of Midah Tova is greater than Midah Peranus. Some Midah Tova is parallel to Midah Peranus, but some Midah Tova is greater than Midah Peranus. So that's Tosfos and Sota and the Marsha here. Okay, so now we're back to the Mishnah. Back to the Mishnah we had all the way back on Daf Beis. The Mishnah quoted the Machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. How old does a child have to be in order to be at the age that the father or the mother, remember that Rashi we discussed on the first day of Yantif, it's a famous Rashi, Chagigah that base that even the mother is chayevis in the chinuch of her child, that's based on an aleph. So says the Gemara there, what age is the child chayev to do aliyah l'regel? So Beis Shammai says, as long as he's old enough for the father to carry him to the Beis HaMikdash, from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis, and Beis Hillel says, no, not that young, as long as he can walk up holding his father's hand. That was the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So he asks the Gemara, Maskav l'Rab Zeira, ad hocha manasya. So what's the machlokas about? It's about going from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis. So that's the machlokas of the age between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Who's going to get him to Yerushalayim, though? Obviously, if he's in going to Yerushalayim, he must be older than either of these, because he left his mother. His mother's probably at home. His mother's not with him going up to bring all those special karbanos. As we learned, based on Sukkim, the mothers are not chayavos in Aliyah L'Regel, they're not chayav in the other mitzvahs. So Manasi, who brought this child? He's obviously the father. If the father brought him and he's away from the mother, he's obviously old enough to be weaned from the mother, and he's older than either Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. So fine, the whole machlokas is a moot point, because the machlokas is about going from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis, but who's getting him to Yerushalayim? So answers the Gemara, no. Amalei Abaya, Atacha de Bechayvi Ime Besimcha, I see Ime. The mother is chayiv, if you remember, in the Shalmei Simcha. Fine, she's not chayiv in the Olas Re'iyah, in Alila Regel, but she's chayiv in certain parts of the Simcha, and in Simchas Yantif, so therefore she comes to Yerushalayim with the family. She came with him. And the next step, going up to Har HaBayis, that she didn't have to do. So mikan ve'eluch, im yochal la'alos, v'lechaz be'el shalavim, yushalayim to Har HaBayis, chayivim la'pater. So the machlokas is going from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis. But getting to Yerushalayim in a chinami, the mother came with the family. So there's a major machlokas based on the line of this Gemara. There are two Gemaras, really. This one and the Gemara we had back in Rosh Hashanah, Davav. What is the level of Simchas Yontif, the Chiyuv, for Nashim, for women? The Gemara here seems to say they are Chayavos, Mechayve Ime B'Simcha, and therefore she comes to Yerushalayim based on it. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Davav Mabeis, says the Lashon of Isha Ba'ala Misamcha. Isha Ba'ala Misamcha. The Ba'al is Misamech. So the question is, what does that mean? The Gemara says that in Rosh Hashanah, but also the main action is the Gemara in Kiddushin Adav Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. So the Gemara there said that Lavam and Abdeis, Rov Rishonim say, you know what this means? That there is no mitzvah of women, really, in Simchas Yantif, but really it's the husband's chiyuv to be misameach his family, which includes his wife, which includes his children. That's how Isha Baila Masamcha, that's what the words seem to mean. Rashi says there in Kedushin, Ein chovas ha-mitzvah teluya ba ela al baila she yisamchena kari be visimachta. So instead of visamachta, visimachta, you should be misameacher. That's what Rashi there says. Tosfos is not so happy with that, partly based on our Gemara. Because what does our Gemara here say? Our Gemara says that she comes to Yerushalayim. If it was just his chiyuv to like buy her clothes and buy her jewelry, she could stay home and not come to Yerushalayim. Our Gemara here seems to say, Rabbeinu Tam asks on Rashi, there in Kiddushin, that she's coming to Yerushalayim. So Rabbeinu Tam agrees that it's his mitzvah, but it's not just clothes and jewelry. It's also the karbanos. It's also the in the Bisman on Beis Hamikdash at least, it was the Karbanis, and she has to eat from the Karbanis on Yerushalayim. Shalom is a Kashi Kalim, but Kashi Kalim have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam agrees that it's his Chiyiv, but it's not just the clothing and the jewelry, like Rashi says, but it is the Karbanis. The Baal Hamar, the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, the first page of Rosh Hashanah, the Fa'alaf Amal Alfam Dafarif, also says it's his Chiyiv, but he just helps to explain our Gemara that it's his Chiyiv, and what was usually done is that he convinced his wife to come with them. He's margil meshachnea her. Bala mesapcha chovasu mutelus alav l'shad lebedvarim ol halosa kadesha tesamcha imo. So that's how you read the Gemara. So that's how Rov Rishonim figure out that Gemara is the main Gemara, Isha Baila Masamcha, and all the Rishonim trying to figure out what does that mean in terms of her Chiyav. The one who I said, there are those, some Rishonim that say otherwise. The Ritva. The Ritva there in Kiddushin says that no. Really, it's her Chiyav. It's her Chiyav. The Gemara there is just trying to figure out the why you can't learn from Simchas Yontif that women are obligated in all Mrs. Asesha Zvan Grama. That's all the Gemara there is interested in. So the Gemara there says, Baila Masamcha, that this is, it's her Chiyav, but it's a different type of Chiyav. This Chiyav flows originally from the husband. But really, it turns into her Chiyav. But that's why it's a different than a regular Mitzvah Zaseishas on Grama, and you can't learn from there to all Mitzvah Zaseishas on Grama. So in Lamdis, the Ritva is different than the other Rishonim. It is her Chiyav, but it flows from his Chiyav, and therefore, you can't learn from it for others. Okay, that is various Rishonim, and as of also, if you look at the Rambam Raiv at the beginning of Hilchas Chagiga, those are machlokas there, is it her chiyav per se, or is it his chiyav? L'maisa, you know, women should be happy on Yontif, and whether it's her chiyav or his chiyav, yeah.
Getting back to going up, but
women went on Pesach because they ate a Karan Pesach, but they didn't.
The three, they're already there.
Right, I guess Karan Pesach, obviously, so that's what they're at the Seder there, right, they're chayav in the midst of the Pesach, so that's why they went in the right. So Sukkos and Shavuos, Sukkos and Shavuos. Okay, Heishiv, fifth line. Heishiv Rebbe Tachas Beis Hillel. So Rebbe has a kasha for Beis Hillel, who is in the place of Beis Hillel. He has a kasha Beis Shammai. Look at Beis Shammai. I go to the Beis Shammai, who says, as long as the child is old enough to be carried, he's old enough to go. He has a chiyav, the parents have a chiyav to bring him up. 1 second. So what happened with Chana and Shmuel? The Chana also, Chana told Elkanah that she is not going up this year, beginning of Sefer Shmuel. Ki amar le'isha, yigam el hanar, vav Yosef. Right, until he's weans, let him grow up to be 2 years old, and then I'll go up to the base of Migdash. So 1 second, but Shmuel, right, Shmuel was old enough. Wasn't Shmuel old enough to go out to be carried by Elkanah? So why was Shmuel Ptura? So he has to come right back 1 minute. What, you're asking about the kid? What about Chana herself? What about Chana herself? So why don't you ask? So that's a better question. Ella, what must be the answer? Chana mifan kusa yiseirasa, chazi baby Shmuel. Chana must have looked at this baby boy Shmuel and saw that he was somewhat mefunak. He would have gotten sick on the way. The chasha baby Shmuel, the chosha de urchid, she was worried about him. She was worried about him, and that's why she did not take him up. Rabbeinu Chananel here adds, and we know, chole umisham shehen peturim min ha-re'iyah. That's what Rabbeinu Chananel here adds. The cholem and the cholem, misham shehen, and the servants of the chole are part of the mitzvah of re'iyah. So the notes here, on the there's an asterisk on that Rabbeinu Chananel. The Gemara, right, what's the question that you would ask on this? Right, where do you have that principle? He's a chole, let's say, but where do you have that principle? Sukkah, there's a special din by Sukkah. Sukkah, mitztar patur mana Sukkah, chol mishab sheyen. Sukkah, you have all these pturim, cause of teshuva keita duru. Where do you find that by Re'iyah? So he just quotes that. But Gemara lo masinu ze rakabi Sukkah. It must be that you don't find that, but it must be that's what he felt. It must be that in the note says that there must be just be that that's what Chana felt. Not that that's what that was a maimer chazal, but that's what Chana felt. That's what the Chananel and the note here. Tureyevan here asks, what's the whole kasha of the Gemara? That these ketanim should be chayiv once they're a certain age? But he says, I don't understand the whole Gemara. Because we know there's a principle, the Gemara at the beginning of Pesachim talks about it, that a person who doesn't own land is putter from the mitzvah of Alila Regel. Ein lo karka. So no ketanim have land. So what's the whole discussion in the Mishnah, in the Gemara? No ketanim have land. So just like a gadol will be pater of ein lo karka, so a katan should be pater of ein lo karka. We're going to have that principle in a second. If a gadol will be pater, a katan should be pater. So what's the whole discussion? So obviously he knows there's got to be an answer to this question. So after 2 pages, he says there must be a difference in peturim. There must be a difference in peturim. Says the Turei Evan. V'tzarach lomar, v'yesh chiluk bein peturi re'iya machmas chisaron shebegufo. There must be a difference between exemptions based on a problem with his body, like a cheresh and a suma. Those apply to a katan too. Versus p'turim that are machmas davar acher shelo begufo, which are like ein lo karka. And you have to say by those that are chutz legufo, even though a gadol would be pater with this, a katan is not pater. And even if you want to come up with one far-fetched case that a katan has land, according to some rishonim, it was given to him a batana or it was Yerusha, but he says that's not the pashtus. You have to say there's a chilek, because if you say that they're all pater, then the whole din doesn't make sense. Bitalta chinuch meirov katanim. No katanim have land. So you have to say there's a chilek between types of pturim. Pturim that flow from within and pturim that flow from without. Right, you have to assume that the mitzvah of chinuch is a mitzvah pratis, let's say, and not a klalis. Why? Because if it was klalis, you would say you wouldn't have to be subject. Okay, that's even if you want to say it's klalis, you might still say the pturim apply. But you're right, the kasha works better if it's within each subcategory of every mitzvah. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, by Reb Shimon. Katan chiger l'divrei beishamai. What if you have? We know beishamai says as long as you're old enough to be carried up, you have a chiyuv to breed the katan. What happens if there's a lame katan, a katan who can't walk? So a chiger, if a gadol was a chiger, that's a ptur. We learned that earlier. So what about if a katan's a chiger because he's going to be carried up anyway? Or v'suma l'divrei shteim. What about a blind katan? A blind gadol is pater. What about a blind katan who could be led anyway according to Beis Hillel? So bahu. So hey chidami. So what exactly is the case? Asked the Gemara. Ileva bechiger sheni yachol is pashet v'sum sheni yachol is pateach. Are we talking about sick people? Rachman alasan is b'derech ateva. They're not going to get better. Hashda gadol pater katan mi boy. So if these would be gadolim, they'd be pater. So katanim also. A katan's not going to be more chaver than a gadol. So lo tzricha. So what's the shaila? Bechiger sheyachol his pashet v'sum sheyachol is pateach. We're talking about Aktanim who are sick, who are the prognosis is that they're going to get better, Rashi and Tosfos add, before they become Gedolim. The prognosis is that this is a type of disease that's going to get better, and therefore the question is, the Tosfos helps us understand the question, a katan's chiyiv is always based on the future. A katan is never chayiv per se. So, should we say that just like a katan is generally chayiv in the future, so too he should be chayiv based on the future here, because he's gonna become better. Or do we say that no, that right now he's a chiger, and if he was a gadol, he'd be a chiger, he'd be pater, so if he's a gadol, he'd be pater. So what do you say? So Amar Abai says pater. Why? Because kol hecha the gadol b'chayiv midaraisa katan ami mechanchidele midrabanan. Anytime a gadol is chayiv daraisa, a katan is going to be chayiv midrabanan. Kol hecha the gadol pater midaraisa midrabanan katan ami pater. So we say no. There's an exact parallel. And even though you might have said that there's a precedent, a svar for the katan to be chayiv in this case based on the future, we say no because he is a chiger, because he is a suma right now, and a gadol would be pater in this situation right now. So therefore, the katan also has this exemption. Okay, so this is the end of this discussion about bringing Tanim up to the base of Migdash. Just one other ha'ara we had earlier, I didn't get to mention it, so on Daf Gimel, we had the little tosas all the way at the bottom of Gilman Aleph about bringing the Tanim to the base of Migdash, bringing them to Hakel. Tosas said, Mikan somchu lahavik Tanim bebeis HaKnesses. Right from here is a hint to bring, a remez to bring the Ketanim to Shul. But we just should remember, we're talking about bringing Ketanim to Mekomos HaKadoshim, we should remember the words of the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says in two places. Number one, in Shin Mem Gimel, in Ilcha Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah says one has to be very careful in terms of Chinuch HaKetanim. Pashit, dim shama libno bito aktanim she medabrim lashon hara. You bring up to shul and all they do is speak lashon hara and they speak rechilus and that's what they hear their fathers talking in shul. And that's what they hear. They see what did their father do? Oh, they shmooze and they talk about other people during the aliyah. That's what they do. They have to. He says that's what you know. That's going to happen. That's what they're going to let. They're going to be misragel to do. Just like our Gemara talks about, do you go by the future? That's what chinuch is all about. It's about being misragel to what's going to be accustomed in the future. So says the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah screams. Sheimenichim lebneim adaber lashon hara v'rachilus alakalel v'nas a murgo kolkach. Achavilushin is gadol v'shomei sheish bezeiser gadol kashal afrisho. Because the chinuch is all about preparation for getting older. So we have to be very careful in terms of how they speak and to be mochiach them. And also the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchas Megillah in Tafresh Peites, where the Shulchan Aruch quotes, there's a minhag to bring the children to shul to hear the Megillah. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, you got to make sure you do it in the proper way. They only come to bang Haman. They don't know there's a Megillah. They just know that they start banging. Says Mr. Brewer, the end of Tafresh Peites. So both of these Mr. Brewers tell us that we have to make sure that we're mechanic our children the proper way by bringing them to the Mekomos HaKadoshim and guard their behavior in the Mekomos HaKadoshim. And that comes from this Gemara. The chinuch is all about the future of his behavior.
So what's the svara that just because he's a chigir now, but when he's 12 he'll be fine, that there's no chinuch?
The svara is that right there's a patur in the Torah of chigir, and that patur in the Torah applies bein l'gadol bein l'katan. If the gadol has a patur of chigir, so do the katan should have a patur of chigir. A katan is not going to be more chamer than a katan. So what? That in general he can't, doesn't have to walk anyway. But still, once there's a patur, the patur is across the board. That was the svara of that side. Okay, two dots. Back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah had a machlokus between Mishnah and Beis Hillel. What? Sorry, you still don't like it?
What's the mitzvah of chira, you say, goes on the child. If he's 13, he's got to know what to do.
Okay, well, does that relate to the machlokas whether the mitzvah is on the parent or on the child?
Right.
Rashi and Tosas both said, Rashi said that based on the parents.
Right.
It's on the parents.
He has
a chiyuv child, but this person might be mufka from the mitzvah. I don't have to be mechadik a child in a mitzvah that he's going to be putter from in the future.
Right.
Right. So he is subject to some of the rules of the mitzvah. So therefore, if this is a tour in the mitzvah,
I was trying to think of another
name. No,
yeah,
you
have to do it in the exact way, right? The ritva, not gimel and sukkah. He has to do it in the exact way. You can't give him a lemon. You have to give him an asterisk. So here too, you could say it has to be in the same way that he'll be behind the mitzvah when he's a gadol. And here, he won't be behind the mitzvah when he's a gadol if he's in this state. There's no mitzvah chinuch here. Okay. Remember back in the Mishnah, we know there are three karbanos that are brought. We're talking about two of the three now. Three karbanos that are brought by Klal Yisrael on the Chag. Number one is an Olas Re'iyah, karban Ola, that's brought by everyone. Number two is the Shalmei Chagiga, karban Chagiga, where we all have to bring the Shlamim. And then there's the Shalmei Simcha, which we'll get to later. But Olas Re'iyah and the Shalmei Chagiga, which costs more? That was the machlokus Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, the Mishnah. Beis Shammai says the Ola cost, let's say, 200, and the Shlamim cost 100. And Beis Hillel says the opposite, that the Shlamim costs 200 and the Ola costs 100. So Tana Rabbanan. And Tosfos here says that all the Shi'irim are Midra Rabbanan. Midra Raisa, there's no Shi'ir except for an Asha Me'ilos. That's the only value that's written in the Torah. But all the other Karbanos, Tosfos, Yimras Kol HaRi'iyah says is all Dura Rabbanan. Most, that's what most Rishonim say. There might be a minority that say they're Dura Raisa, but Halach Moshe Visina, but most say that these Beishamai says that the Ola cost more than the Shlamim. Why? Shahari'iyah Ola Kula Lagavoa. Because the carbon Ola goes all to the base of Migdash, all to Hashem. That's got to cost more. Mashaiki Bechagiga, Shlamim is partially eaten by the person, So that doesn't go. An Ola is more special. The second reason why an Ola should cost more. Matsinu Bat Seresh, Shiriben Akasiv, Ba'olos, Yosemir Bishlamim. If you look at the Shtei Halechem on Shavuos, Shtei Halechem, which is the special carbon musaf that is brought for Shavuos, is accompanied by Olos and Shlamim. And it's accompanied, Rashi quotes, by 10 Olos and 2 Shlamims. So you see more Olos than Shlamim. So just like there are more Olos than Shlamim by the Shtei Halechem, the special carbon is brought on Shavuos, so too, Shlamim, the Ola should cost more than Shlamim on Yontif. The Torah Evan says, why do we pick this Shtei Halechem to be the model? Oh, there are carbon musafs all over the place. So the Torah Evan says, very sharply, no, this is the only carbon musaf that has both Olos and Shlamim that go with it. So you can't say this is the only way. Usually you only have carbon olos by Musafin. So you see, oh, more carbon olos are more. No, here there are only carbon olos. You got to find the place where there are both olos and shlamim and see them in relative terms. So that's what the Turi Evan says. Here you have olos and shlamim, and you see olos are more than shlamim. That's why the Gemara brings Shtei Alechem as the model. So those are two reasons why Beis Shammai says the olos should cost more. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Hariyah Ma Kesef, Achagi Yishtei Kesef. Nope. Beis Hillel said that the Shlamim should cost more. Why? Shechagiga yeshna lefnei hadibur. Because if you look at, this doesn't mean what it usually means about lefnei hadibur, but it means as follows. Rashi quotes, if you look at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, we have the story of Matan Torah take two. According to Rashi, that took place also before Maimon Har Sinai. Yisro in the end of Mishpatim, Perachav Dalon of Sefer Shmos, that also took place at before Matan Torah, or the Moshe Rabbeinu takes the dam and sprinkles it on the Mizbeach and on the Am Yisrael, and that's where Nasa Venishma is. So what karbonos were brought right before Matan Torah? So Beis Hillel says a shlamim was brought. So you see how special it is. A shlamim was brought right Matan Torah. So that's how you see it must be worth more. Mashenkin Beriyah. The Ode also says Beis Hillel, Matzina ben Nesiim, Shri ben HaKazim b'Shlom Yosef b'Olos. If you look at all the cover of Nesiim in the second half of Parshas Naso, we see there are many, many more Shlomims brought than Olos. So again, you see, Shlomim is more important, therefore should cost more. That's Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. So now, why do each of them reject the other one? Why does the Beis Hillel like Beis Shammai? Why does Beis Hillel say that the Shlomim should cost more? The Ka'amid Riyadifa the Olakulagavawa. You Beis Shammai says that a carbon ol is more special and it should cost more because it all goes to Hashem. Adaraba. Says Beis Hillel, no, just the opposite. Chagiga difa the ispashli achilus. No, chagiga is adif. Because chagiga, shlamim, that yeah, it's better because some goes to the Mizbeach, some goes to the owner, some goes to the Kohanim, that's a better one, because everybody gets a piece of the Achila. So the Turi Eved and the Sfasemes and all the Achronim say, we find many times in the Gemara, mostly in Masechus Zvachim, that the Gemara says Ola is the most special because Kula Kalil. So Beis Hillel always argues on that factor? Because what does it say here? Kula Kalil? You're going to say that's always a Bachlogos Tanoim? So the Turi Eved here says, and the other Achronim say it also, no, it can't be. It can't be that Beis Hillel argues on that. In general, in terms of the nature of the Avoda, the Turi Eved says, in terms of the nature of the Avoda, Ol has got to be on a higher level. It's Kulo going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kulo Kalil, but still not arguing on that. The only point is that here we're not talking about Avoda, we're talking about how much it's going to be worth, because you're going to eat some of it. So in terms of value, let's say to the owner, then we can already talk as Shlomim at least being on the same value, the same level. But in terms of inherently the Avoda side of it, then of course the Ola is better. Says the Turi Eved, there's no Shiloh, but he's still not going to argue on all of those, on all of those Gemaras. So here he just has to at least, says the Turi Eved, at least level the playing field. Shtei Achilos. It's not better, but at least it has a Mila, and therefore you can't say that Ola is better. We'll get back to that in a minute. Let's finish first. What about the other point that Beis Hillel said, that learn from the Shtei Halechem, that Olos are better, there are more Olos that accompany the Shtei Halechem and Shlamim? So says the Gemara, Donin, says Beis Hillel back, no, Donin Karben Yachin, mi Karben Yachin, I'd rather learn the Chagiga and the Olos from the Karben Nesiim, which have more Shlamim, because those are all Karbenes Yachids, the Indonin Karben Yachin, mi Karben Sibur. And I don't want to learn it from the Shlamim and Olos that accompany the Shtei Halechem, because that's a Karben Sibur. Usually, that's the only Shlamim that's Sibur. Shlamim are usually private Karbanis. If you look in Ezeel Makoman, Shalmit Sibur. Shalmit Sibur are the Shlamim that accompany the Shtei Halechem, and those are the only Shlamit Sibur. Those are the only Kutshei Kutshim form of Shlamim. Usually Shlamim is Kutshei Kalim. So says the Gemara, that Beis Hillel says, I'd rather not learn from there, because those are Karben Sibur, and I want to stick in the world of Karben Yachid. So that's why Beis Hillel doesn't hold like the Sfaras of Beis Shammai. What about the opposite? Ubeis Shammai, my time with Armin, Beis Hillel. Why doesn't Beis Shammai hold like Beis Hillel? The Ka'amrit, Chagiga Adifa, the Yeshel of the Adibur. Beis Shammai says, why, Beis Hillel, you say that you know why Shlomim is so special? Because they brought a Shlomim at Matan Torah? Beis Hillel says, Beis Shammai says back, you know what? Look at the Pesukim, Beis Hillel. They also brought an Ola. Riyanami Yeshel of the Adibur. There's no right for it. They brought a Shlomim at Matan Torah? They also brought an Ola. Look at the Pesukim. Udekamar Nelef mi Nesiim, and the other raya that you say learn from Nesiim that there were more shlamim there. No, done in Davar Hanoig the Doros be Davar Hanoig the Doros. Vein done in Davar Hanoig the Doros be Davar Hanoig the Doros. I'd rather learn it from the Shtei Halachim Karbados, because that's something that continues for generations, rather than learning from the Nesiim, which was temporary period. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. So what's Beis Hillel talking about then? But Beis Shammai is right. Beis Hillel says, you know why Shlomim is greater? Because you brought a Shlomim at Matan Torah. So Beis Shammai says back, what do you mean? You also brought an Ola there. So what does Beis Hillel answer to that? Why did Beis Hillel say that there's a Shlomim? Because it says, Vayizbuchu Shlomim Shlomim, Re'ianami, Oksiv Ayalu Olos. So what's Beis Hillel's response? So Kasavri Beis Hillel, Ola Shigiru Vesol Bamidbar, Olas Tamid Havi. Says Beis Hillel, no. The Ola at Matan Torah was not an Ola that you could learn from. That was the Karben Tamid. Karben Tamid is brought every day. That's a different kind of carbon. That is not a model for anything. So that's out. So the only thing that was special at Matan Torah was the Shlamim, and that's why you can learn from there that Shlamim is special. And Beis Shammai obviously argues, Beis Shammai Savri, Ola Shekivi Sol Baminbar, Ola Shri Yave. Beis Shammai says that no, the carbon that was brought, the Ola that was brought at Har Sinai was not the Olas Tamid, it was a special Olas Re'ia. Because it was a special Olas Re'ia, so therefore, Beis Shammai says it was an Olas Re'ia, and therefore it cancels out. The Ola and the Shlamim were both special on Matan Torah, they cancel each other out, and therefore you can't learn from there that a Shlamim or an Ola is greater. How do we know it was either of them? This is the Masorah that they had. This is the Masorah. Okay, period. Two points. So there was one thought that I was thinking of, and I was very excited that I found this somewhere, because I wasn't going to say it if I didn't find it somewhere. And that is, what do we have here in this Machlokas? We have Beis Shammai saying that the Ola is worth more, Beis Hillel saying that the Shlomo is worth more. Can we connect this to the general Derech Shitos of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Beis Shammai is usually the more Machmir, the one Yikam Azin Sahar, Beis Hillel is not, so Rabbi Yosef Engel says yes. Baruch Hashem. In the Beis HaOtzar, the first page of Beis HaOtzar, Mareches Beis, says Rav Yosef Egel, Beis Achilus v'kalil, heiminayu adif. This is Machlokas. Is it better to have kalil or Beis Achilus? So he says, Machlokas in our Gemara. And then he quotes, Ubekisve agada shalanu, in my agadic work I already wrote, that this is Machlokas, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, fits into their general derech halimud. Beis Shammai is always being this hadin, he's always the more stringent one, and that's why he focuses on the Ola. The Ola is all to Hashem, the Ola is kula kalil, the Ola is much more machmir, while Beis Hillel, he says, is midas achesed. Midas achesed means, the people get some, and the Kohen gets some, and Hashem gets some. Very nice. So that's Beis Hillel. And therefore he says, Beis Shammai to be dasam adin, odif lehu kalil dihi haktara, v'hakrava sh'adam makriv l'gavoa. So by Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel is into the chesed, so therefore he focuses on chesed as well. Then he quotes a bunch of other machlokos from all over Shas. This is the machlokos about kesem rakim b'fnei akala, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai says kala kamoshihi, Beis Hillel says kala no v'chasuda. So he quotes a bunch of other lishitasos throughout Shas about Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, but Baruch Hashem, he relates it to here. Okay, just one other thought that we'll continue. A thought that we mentioned a number of times in the past from the Pachad Yitzchak. Rav Fudner just describing this scene where we're talking about here about the scene of Matan Torah, the Karbanos at the end of Mishpatim, the scene that took place, whether it was an Olas Tamid or an Olas Re'iyah. But if you look there, he picks up on a Rashi there where what happens there. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu shechted the Bechoros, shechted the Karbanos. Moshe Rabbeinu took half the dam, sprinkled it on the Mizbeach, and half the dam that sprinkled it on the people. And Rashi quotes there that the Torah doesn't mention who split the dam. It just says Moshe took half the dam. So, Pashas, who Moshe split the dam? Rashi quotes, Ba Malach v'chilko. A Malach came and split the dam. It's Rashi, the end of Parsha Mishpatim. And so, Rav Hutner, why did a Malach have to come and split the dam? Moshe Rabbeinu could split the dam. Why did a Malach have to come? Says Rav Hutner, this is in Shvuas Maimer Mem Aleph. Shvuas Maimer Mem Aleph. Says Rav Hutner that what did the dam symbolize? Half was sprinkled on the Mizbeach and half was sprinkled on the people, symbolizing Ben Adam Lamakum, Ben Adam Lachavero. Unless someone say in the future that one part of our avoda is more important than the other, I just have to be a nice person. Ben Adam Lamakum, I have to focus on, as long as I'm nice. Or, me and God, I have to be on time for Minyan, but I could step on him. It's okay. Don't worry about Elachavero. Lest anyone ever say that one is more important than the other, but Malach v'chilko. A Malach came down and split the dam exactly equal, half on the Mizbeach, Beit Adam Lamakom, and half on the people, Beit Adam Lachavero. And then he ends off with the amazing line, and that is, the godless of Yisrael Meir HaKoin from Radin was not that he wrote the Mishnah Brura, and it was not that he wrote Shmiras HaLashon, but that both books were penned by the same author. That was the godless of Yisrael Meir HaKoin. The Mishnah Brura Ben Adam LaMakom and the Shmiras HaLashon Ben Adam LaChavero, that was his godless. Ein etzem hofas hasvarib piskas hahesig bazeh. El anakudas hapiska hi shesever Mishnah Brura v'chavetz chayim shreem yatsu mikomus echad umilev echad. That's the godless of Yisrael Meir HaKoin. Okay, that has to do with the story at the end of Parshas Mishpatim. So now we continue. Amar Abaya. Six lines up. So we had a machlokas here between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says the Ola costs more, And part of that was because he said that the Ola and Matan Torah was an Olas Re'iya. Beis Hillel says that the Shlamim cost more, and therefore he said, based on the fact that he said that the Ola and Matan Torah was an Olas Tabit, so forget that Ola, it's a different kind of Ola, therefore there was only a Shlamim special there, and therefore you can learn from there that Shlamim is special. So the rest of the daf today is going to say that there were three people that agreed with Beis Shammai and three people that agreed with Beis Hillel about which Karban was that Ola and Matan Torah. So Amar Abba, those three people felt that the Ola at Matan Torah was an Ola's Re'iya, a special Ola. Ubeis Hillel, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yossi, Aglili, and these three felt the opposite, that it was an Ola's Tamin. So now we're going to go through each one. Beis Shammai, Hada Amar, Beis Shammai, we already learned. Beis Shammai holds that it was an Ola's Re'iya. Rabbi Shmuel, how do you know that Rabbi Shmuel holds that it was an Ola's Re'iya? Titania, Rabbi Shmuel, Omer, because Rabbi Shmuel says, Klolos Nemru B'Sinai, Upratus Ba'ol Moed. Rabbi Shmuel holds that at Har Sinai we got general rules, we got general ideas, and we didn't get details until later, until afterwards. This argues on that Rashi at the beginning of Bahar, right? The famous Rashi about Protoseva, Diktokab, Sinai, just like Shemitah. Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold that. So we got the principles at Matan Torah, we got the details at Ol Moed. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, no. Klalos, who prothers Nemru B'Sinai, Vidish Nebo Ol Moed, Vidish Tal Shabbat Vesbo. Rabbi Akiva said, no, we got even the details at our Sinai, and again at Ol Moed, afterwards in the Mishkan, and again at Avras Moav, before they went into Eretz Yisrael. So says the Gemara, the Rabbi Shmuel holds they only got general rules at Har Sinai. They didn't get the details. So if you want to tell me, you want to tell me that before Matan Torah they gave a Tamid? But they didn't know how to give a Tamid. So what must they have done? They must have shechted the whole Tamid. But we know that there are laws about a carbon tamid. It has to be skinned before it's burned. It has to be cut up before it's burned. But they wouldn't have known that. So if you say that it was a carbon tamid, you're going to tell me that the carbon tamid changed from before to after. Carbon tamid changed? We'd rather not say that. Where do you find that something did not need certain halachas before it? Because they didn't know those details yet, according to Rabbi Shmuel. And later it changed, so therefore it must be, this is the way Rashi learns the Gemara, it must be that what they gave there was not a carbon tamid, but an olas re'iya. And an olas re'iya wasn't obligatory yet, it was voluntary. And voluntary karbanis has more flexibility, they could change. And that's why, how we prove that also, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that karban was a olas re'iya. Rabbi Elazar, where do we see that Rabbi Elazar holds like this, that the carbon was Olas Re'iya? Because he says it beferish. The Tanya, because the Brisa says, Olas Tamid Ho'asiyah B'Har Sinai, the laning on Rosh Chodesh, Olas Tamid, that was given at Har Sinai, that's the Pashtus, but Rabbi Elazar Darshins, no, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Ba'aseho Nemru B'Sinai, V'hiyatz Melo Kreva. Its actions were done at Sinai, but it itself wasn't Karav, meaning the actual Tamid wasn't Karav at Har Sinai, which is beferish that he holds that the Ola there was the Olas Re'iya. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Karav Shuv LaPasuk. Rabbi Akiva, just by the way, says, no, that's wrong. It was Karav, it was an Olas Tamid, and it never stopped. Once they started bringing the Karav Tamid and Har Sinai, it never stopped. Ela Umayni Mekayim, meaning they brought it throughout the Midbar. Ela Umayni Mekayim, the Gemara then asks, but the Pasuk in Amos says that Hashem rebuked them for not bringing Karbanos all these years. Did you bring karbanis for me in the desert? But Israel didn't bring karbanis in the desert. So what do you mean the Tamid never stopped? So Gemara answers, Shifto Shalevi Shlo Avdo Vadazara, Heinek Rivoso. Sheva Levi brought karbanis. Sheva Levi was different. Sheva Levi got Brismila. Sheva Levi did other things. But also they brought karbanis. So that's what Rabbi Akiva is talking about, that the karban Tamid never stopped. It was brought on behalf of Shevet Levi. That's the end of the first group of the people who hold like Beis Shammai. The Torah Evan asks, why couldn't Bnei Yisrael bring a karban? The Gemara says, Beferish elsewhere, that if somebody does Avodah Zarah and then does Tshuva, they can bring karbanis. So what's the problem with the Klai Yisos? They did the Egel. So why couldn't they bring karbanis? Okay, they bring karbanis. So the mitzvah, the Tzuri Evan has one answer. The mitzvah Esan here has another answer. He says, no, to be a miskaper, to get kapara, so then you could, even if you did tshuva. But Bnei Yisrael also had to be michaprim, the mamados. They had to be part of the active parties bringing the karban tamid. To be a michaper, tshuva doesn't even help. If you're an Ovid Avodah Zarah, then you're out. Then you're out. It to be a miskaper, so then fine, tshuva helps. That's what that Gemara is talking about. But to be a michaper, like Bnei Yisrael had to do here, then it wouldn't help, and that's why, for the Egel, that stuck, and that was not he couldn't get that stain off. Okay. So now that was the first group of people that held like Beis Shammai, Beis Hill. Let's now look at the other group. What about the Shitos that held that the carbon at the time of Maimon Har Sinai was a Tamid? So who said that? So Beis Hillel Hada Amran. So Beis Hillel says, as we said, he said it before, Rabbi Akiva Nami Hada Amran, Hanami Hada Amran. We already had Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva just said 3 lines ago that the carbon Ola at Har Sinai was a carbon Tamid. What about the third one? Rabbi Yossi Aglili. The Tanya, because the Brisa says, Rabbi Yosef Lili Omer, Sholosh Mitzvahs Nisav Yisrael Balos on the Rega. 3 mitzvahs Bnei Yisrael, when they're Ola Rego, 3 karbanos, right? This is it, as we mentioned. Re'iyah Chagiga V'Simcha, 3 karbanos that they have to bring. A Re'iyah, that's an Ola, Chagiga, that's the Shalmi Chagiga, and Simcha, Simcha is the one that's not obligatory. Shalmi Simcha must be brought only if you don't have enough food to eat. We know karbanos is supposed to satiate you. Al hasova. And a lot of times, let's say you made promises throughout the year. Nedarim, nedavos, you have plenty of karbanos that you're bringing. And you had miser, behema. You have a lot of animals. Let's say you didn't have any other animals to bring. So all you have is one animal for these 2 animals for the entire week. So you're going to need more. So if you're going to need more, then there's a mitzvah to bring shalmei simcha. That's a beautiful Rashi that explains exactly what shalmei simcha is about. Dibur maschil simcha. But that's, shalmei simcha are not obligatory. They're there only to be brought to fill you up. So it says Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Yesh b'riyah sheim b'shtayim, yesh b'chagiga sheim b'shtayim, yesh b'simcha sheim b'shtayim. There's a uniqueness about each of these karbanos. Yesh b'riyah sheim b'shtayim, shariyah ola kulu l'gavoa, b'shayengi b'shtayim. What's unique about a riyah? That it's a karban ola. Yesh b'chagiga b'shayengi b'shtayim. There's a uniqueness to the karban chagiga, shechagiga yesh l'lefnei adibar b'shayengi b'shtayim. The chagiga was right before, was at Maimon Har Sinai. So therefore you see, unlike the other two. So what do you see from him? That he says that the ola was not at Har Sinai. What do you mean there was an ola? He must told that ola was a carbon tamid. That's the diuk from here. And finishing up, yish besimcha mashein b'shtehen, mashein b'shtehen, shesimcha nevegas banashim u'banashim, mashein b'shtehen. The shlamin, the shalmei simcha, is also unique because that, even women are obligated in, period. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel, my time of Kamuk was like Beis Shammai. Why did we put Rabbi Shmuel on the earlier list? We said that Rabbi Shmuel was like Beis Shammai because why? Now we're going to quote what we had before. Isal gadaitach olas shagribi yisrael b'midbar olas tamin have miika midi de meikar lo boy heshev nituach lo basov boy heshev nituach. We said that Rabbi Shmuel, who said that at Har Sinai they only got the general rules, it can't be that was the tamid, because then you'd have to say that the tamid switched from earlier, before Maimon Har Sinai, where they didn't know the details, to afterwards when they learned the details. So that can't be. Ask the Gemara, why can't that be? V'harab Yossi Aglili, Damar Ola Shigubi Soba Midbar Ola Stamid Have, Meikar Lo Boy Hashivini Tuach, Lo Soba Hashivini Tuach. You find that there are Tanon that say things could switch. Titania, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, as Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, Ola Shigubi Soba Midbar Ina Tuach, Hashivini Tuach. The original first carbon Tamid did not require skinning and cutting up. Lefisha Ein Hashivini Tuach, Elamay Olmo Veiloch, and only afterwards. It got it. We've discussed this principle many times. Nitzna Torah v'nischatcha halacha. Many times mitzvahs could change after Matan Torah. Right? That's the Rambam in Chulin, in the Pirush HaMishnah, in Daf Kuf, that there's the history of mitzvos before Maimon Har Sinai, and the reason we do mitzvahs is from Har Sinai and on. So things could change. So more answers, you're right. Sami Mikan Rabbi Yishmael. Take out Rabbi Yishmael from the list. You're right. Things can change, so Rabbi Yishmael could be on the second list. In the Margolius HaShas, he quotes here that from one of the Rebbes, he quotes this from the Teferis Yecheskel. He quotes a drash. The pasuk says, "V'hifshit es ha'ola v'nitach oso linsacheha." So what does that mean? Are there a drash? V'hifshit es ha'ola. Somebody feels they're being raised, feels gaiva going up in them. So v'hifshit es ha'ola. How are you mashit? How do you skin yourself from the ola, from going up? How do you get rid of it? So you think you're so great. V'nitach oso linsacheha. Look at all your actions and dissect them. Cut them up. V'nitach oso. Analyze every one of the actions to see where we can improve. V'nitach oso linsacheha. That's what you got to do. Part A. Part B. We know at Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai paska zu amasa, the Gemara says in Shabbos. They basically didn't have a Yetzer Hara then, so they were perfect. They were on a very high level then, and they could stay up there. There was no danger of them having their gaiva go to their heads. Part three. Now we get to our case. What does it say here that by the ola moed they didn't have shehef shevini tuach? What does that mean? That there was no need, according to Tiferes Yecheskel, for hefshit, for taking away their gaiva. Vinit, right, of Hifshit Sa'ola, and they didn't have to Vinitach Linsachah, they didn't need that then, because they didn't have Yitzhahara then. At that point, the Gemara says, Paskazu Amasan, only afterwards. So now the Karbanolas require it. Now you have the trash of Hifshit Sa'ola, Vinitach Linsachah, that was needed post Ohal Moed. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. Period, and continue tomorrow. Guten Shabbos. Guten Shabbos to all. Okay, today's Shia was sponsored by the Greenberg family. Greenberg, the Asperger family. Moshe ben Tzvi. And Chaim ben Tzvi. Moshe ben Ali. Okay.
Interesting. But,